The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello, it's Leo. We did touch on this earlier, but I have a visual impairment, which means that I can't see something so clearly. I will give you a basic understanding of what this means for me, as an important thing to note is that everyone sees visual impairment slightly differently. This means that there are lots of things that I need to overcome, but this doesn't mean I can't do them. It just means that they are more, they need to be adapted so that I can do them. For example, we did touch on this earlier. To use a computer, I will need a screen reader, which basically means I am told what's on my screen. This means that I can access my computer from anywhere I like. I hope the same applies to a mobile phone as well. And also they include, also computers and phones include magnification for people who have slightly more sight but need the text to be slightly larger. I hope this gives you a basic understanding of how people in the visually impaired community access technology. Thank you for listening.
That's brilliant. Well done. Well done for that, and thank you. It's such an eye-opener. But I know you won't be offended by that, because it's not meant as a pun, but it is. It will open our eyes and our minds to what's it like for you. And we can learn so much. So I'm going to get you to do one of these like podcasts every day this week, because I know you're in every week, because I think people ought to know. And as I've already mentioned, I get so frustrated because I've been trying to do some research for my mum, trying to get things in place for her. And there's certain technologies and that just aren't good enough for people that have completely no sight whatsoever. When they say, oh, it's all right because you can tap something. Well, yeah, tap what? Can't see it. And it is, it's so frustrating. But there you are, you're sat there doing reading out your podcast, but just explain what's going on. You're hearing a voice, aren't you?
I'm hearing a voice, as I mentioned in my podcast. You have basically a little voice that speaks in your ear that tells you exactly what's on your screen, and then you just use the keyboard to go around your screen, and it just tells you I'm using a sighted example, be looking at, except you hear it. Basically, I think it's the easiest way to describe it, and there's a voice in your ear that describes to you what it is that's on your screen. And then basically, so that whole podcast I was just had my screen reader voice in my ear telling as the script, rather than some sighted person might look at what they were reading. I hear what I'm reading.
Which is, I mean, it's a way around it. It's all about finding a way so that you can do the things that, you know, everyone else can do.
It is, yeah.
So